With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The world is buzzing over the success President Trump has had in the Middle East.
In a speech to Israeli lawmakers, the president said their country has no more to achieve on the battlefield.
Now it's time to translate these victories against terrorists on the battlefield into the ultimate prize of peace and prosperity for the entire Middle East.
And he said there's a fresh opportunity for the Palestinians as well.
Now is the time to concentrate on building their people up instead of trying to tear Israel down.
The president told Israel's parliament that generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a lot of thanks for Mr. Trump.
My friends, this is only a partial list. But it's enough to affirm what I've said time and again. Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House.
The government shutdown is getting a little nasty.
Vice President J.D. Vance is warning of deeper cuts to the federal workforce the longer the government shutdown goes on. As the shutdown entered its 12th day, Vance warned the new cuts would be painful, even as he said the Trump administration is working to ensure that the military would be paid and some services would be preserved for low-income Americans, including food assistance. Hundreds of thousands of workers have been furloughed in recent days. In a court filing on Friday, the White House said well over 4,000 employees would soon be fired. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Members of the media complaining, New York Times, AP, Newsmax, and others say they will not sign that new Pentagon document concerning its new press rules. This is SRN News. Pro-life activist in Virginia issuing a warning.
The state holds the elections for the legislature next month, and the outcome will decide the fate of an abortion amendment. Democrats have been pushing that ballot measure, which would enshrine abortion in the Virginia Constitution. And if enough of them are elected in November, the amendment will advance. Pro-life citizens are being urged to get out and vote and do anything else they can to support candidates who would kill the amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
1,400 evangelical Christians from 60 countries wrapping up a week of events in Jerusalem to show their support of Israel. International Christian Embassy Jerusalem organized a march and other events in the city. Like other Christian Zionist groups, they see support for Israel as a moral and theological obligation. A spokesman says Christians, quote, have a prophetic and a moral debt to the Jewish people. This is SRN News. Well, California's Democrat leaders continue doing all they can to halt the enforcement of federal immigration laws. Here's Rich Thomason.
A new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom attempts to shield the identities of sidewalk vendors from ICE agents. The law comes on the heels of other statutes pertaining to school students and patients at healthcare facilities. The measures are part of a broader trend among blue states to resist the Trump administration's commitment to enforcing the law. Meanwhile, some Republican-led states have passed laws to support enforcement efforts. Rich Thomason, Washington.
FBI agents calling on the public for help in identifying four people seen near a mass shooting in Leland, Mississippi. Friday night violence left six dead, a dozen wounded. FBI releasing photos of the suspects described as one female and three males. More details at srnnews.com.